This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Tianjin's in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Prime Minister will participate in the 25th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit beginning today. More from our correspondent.
This is the fifth time China will host the SCO summit. Chinese President Xi Jinping will chair the proceedings, with more than 20 world leaders and 10 heads of international organizations expected to attend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants, making this the largest and most ambitious SCO gathering so far. Under the theme "Upholding the Shanghai Spirit, SCO on the Move," China has declared 2025 as the SCO year of sustainable development. The summit will review achievements of the past 25 years, adopt a 10-year development strategy, and deliberate on regional security, economic growth, connectivity, counter-terrorism, and cultural cooperation. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Earlier, Mr. Modi concluded his two-day visit to Japan, where he participated in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit yesterday. The Prime Minister met with governors of 16 Japanese prefectures, emphasizing collaboration between Indian states and Japanese prefectures. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train. India's real gross domestic product is estimated to grow by 7.8% in the first quarter, April to June, in the current financial year, which is the highest in the last five quarters. In the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 6.5% in the first quarter, while it stood at 7.4% in the fourth quarter. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said GDP growth rate of 7.8% will have a positive impact on India's energy consumption. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Puri highlighted that if the economy is doing well, energy consumption will go up.
7.8% was the rate of growth of GDP in the last quarter. Aur uske pehle wale quarter mein 7.4% thi. If you look at the overall activity, duniya ki energy consumption jo bhi hai, Bharat ki energy consumption usse 3 guna zyada hai.
In Punjab, the flood situation remains grim following heavy flow of water in Ravi, Bias and Satluj rivers, rain in some parts of the state. The dams are full to the brim, forcing authorities for controlled release of water. The river Ravi, which has received over 14.11 lakh cusec water till date, has inundated many areas. This is the highest discharge the state has ever received. Reinforcement works to stop the overflowing Ghaggar and Tangri river are under way to control the flow from inundating areas in Patiala. Indian Army, Indian Air Force, BSF and its aviation wing NDRF, SDRF, Punjab Police and voluntary organizations are working on war footing. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for today. Similar conditions will continue over Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 to 3 days. In the US Open tennis tournament, former champion Naomi Osaka reached the fourth round of the US Open for the first time in 5 years with a 3-set victory over Australian 15th seed Daria Kasatkina. The win marks Osaka's best performance in a Grand Slam singles tournament since she returned to tennis last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.